Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
When they raise interest rates, you're going to see some very bad things happen.
Janet Yellen is highly political, and she's not raising rates for a very specific reason, because Obama told her not to.
And we have a Fed that's doing political things. This Janet Yellen of the Fed.
No, not toast. No, I like her. I respect her. She's been here. She's been in that seat. I do like a low interest rate policy.
President Trump's position on the Federal Reserve interest rates and its chair, Janet Yellen, has changed a lot from before his election. You heard it there. You heard him saying there also that Janet Yellen is not toast. Well, that remains to be seen. The president meets today with Janet Yellen to talk about the possibility of nominating her for a second term. Will he? Won't he? It does feel similar to the president's old TV reality show, The Apprentice. Janet Yellen's term expires in February, and since taking the position of Fed chair in 2014, she's overseen a very gradual increase in interest rates during a long recovery from recession. But the president has a handful of other candidates on his shortlist. Peter Conte Brown is here to talk about the possibilities. He's assistant professor of legal studies and business ethics at the University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School. Donald Trump is an alumnus there, and author of The Power and Independence of the Federal Reserve. Peter, welcome to The Takeaway.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, we'll talk about the candidates in just a minute, Peter. What do we know about the president's attitude toward the Fed and its role in monetary policy and the economy? Do we know?
We know very little for certainty. The highlights he played at the beginning started during the general election. But during the Republican primary, he was, again, quite positive about Janet Yellen, which was a pretty courageous position to take among a crowded Republican field that had been pretty united in its hostility to Yellen. So the president has been on both sides of that line multiple times. So we're not quite sure what he thinks of Janet Yellen today.
Let's try to go down some of the people on the list. Janet Yellen is one of them. Who might the president nominate here? She's 71 years old. She is the Federal Reserve Chair, of course. Look, low unemployment in a booming economy. Some might say, what's not to like about Janet Yellen, except that she's an Obama appointee?
By any objective standard, Janet Yellen has been both the most experienced central banker in the Fed's history and its most successful. And there's also a very strong historical norm with respect to the Fed that doesn't obtain with other federal agencies. It's true she's an Obama holdover, but we've had a tradition going back to the 1950s of cross-partisan reappointment of the Fed chair. And so, indeed, it would be a pretty stunning change for Janet Yellen not to be reappointed, which is very different from, of course, the rest of the way the federal bureaucracy works after a presidential transition.
Gary Cohn is director of the National Economic Council at the White House already, a former Democrat in Goldman Sachs. He's on the list as well.
He is, and in his bipartisan bona fides, a former Democrat currently serving in the Republican White House, might in a different era meant good things for his future. I think today it torpedoes his chances. Gary Cohn would also be an unusual pick for two other reasons. The first is it's not generally the case that we see a close personal confidant of the president at the Fed, and that's for very good reasons. We want some policy space and personal space between the Federal Reserve and the presidency. And the second is that Gary Cohn, by his own account and by those who support him for this role, isn't much of a reader. He's not much of an analyst of the economy. He's much more of a leader and a decision maker. And the role of Fed chair is essentially chief economist of the United States. It's to be looking at what the macroeconomy is doing and where it might be going. And that hasn't really been in his job descriptions in his previous roles.
To be very cerebral and also to send very carefully coded messages to the market into the public about monetary policy. What about Jerome Powell, who is a Federal Reserve governor now? Does he have that ability?
It seems that he does, by virtue of his experience now as a central banker on the Fed. You know, if we'd had this conversation 5 years ago and you'd said, give me a list of the 25 people you think most likely to be the next Fed chair, Jerome Powell would not have been on that list. Not because he doesn't have good qualities, it's just that he wasn't in that mix before. And so the fact that he is now has much more to do with the way the administration, in particular the Secretary of the Treasury, has interacted with him on financial regulatory questions and been impressed by his skill set. He has absolutely been a part of the consensus monetary policy view over the last few years, which has been highly technocratic. It's strived to be above the partisan fray, and it's absorbed criticisms from both the left and the right. But I wouldn't see a lot of daylight on monetary policy between him and Chair Yellen. So we could expect continuity with the previous regime if he's appointed.
Well, Peter Conte Brown, two other names on the list who won't be known to most Americans, John Taylor at Stanford and Kevin Warsh, also at Stanford.
All right. Kevin Warsh is at the Hoover Institution, which is an independent think tank at Stanford. They're quite close to each other. They represent a pretty common view, but have extremely different backgrounds. They have been two of the most consistent critics of the Bernanke-Yellen monetary policy approach, which is a bit ironic for Kevin Warsh because he had participated in it as a former Fed governor under Ben Bernanke, or alongside Ben Bernanke, I should say. So their criticism essentially that Fed policy is subject to too much discretion, too many whims of central bankers, and it should be much more regimented, rule-based, and much more accountable to Congress.
Well, Peter Conte Brown, in the minute we have left, look, a new Fed chair isn't exactly the stuff that an exciting episode of The Apprentice is made from. And yet we have this dynamic where there are five candidates. The president will let you know who he's going to pick. There's some anticipation. Does Wall Street appreciate this kind of dynamic? Do investors the way television viewers tend to? Is this something the street likes?
The street likes certainty, likes predictability, likes its bets to pay off. And an apprentice style rotation is certainly unpredictable and volatile. So it can send mixed messages to Wall Street. But our listeners should know this is one of the most vital things that they do, which is tuning in to these kinds of appointments and governance discussions. It's one of the only places where we get to weigh in on what the Fed is and what it should be. And it's absolutely essential to the proper functioning of our central bank. So even though it seems obscure and a little technical, your listeners should be excited because this is their time to shine.
Peter Conte Brown of Wharton, we're excited. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.